This is Akashvani. The news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India today is eager for progress, restless to achieve development and determined to become self-reliant. Prime Minister Modi made the remarks while delivering the 6th Ramnath Goenka lecture in New Delhi last evening.
आज जब दुनिया डिसरप्शन से डर रही है, भारत वाइब्रेंट फ्यूचर के डायरेक्शन में आगे बढ़ रहा है। भारत सिर्फ एक इमर्जिंग मार्केट ही नहीं है, भारत एक इमर्जिंग मॉडल भी है।
Mr. Modi said people have seen how the past 25 years of the 21st century have passed with great speed and one challenge after another has come, and yet the pace of India could not be stopped. He said despite global challenges, the Indian economy is growing at a faster rate. The Prime Minister said today the world sees the Indian growth model as a model of hope.
बीते 4-5 साल कैसे पूरी दुनिया के लिए चुनौतियों से भरे रहे हैं। 2020 में कोरोना महामारी का संकट आया, पूरे विश्व की अर्थव्यवस्थाएं अनिश्चितताओं से घिर गई, ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन पर बहुत बड़ा प्रभाव पड़ा और सारा विश्व एक निराशा की ओर जाने लगा। इन सारे संकटों के बीच हमारी इकोनॉमी ने हाई ग्रोथ रेट हासिल करके दिखाया।
In Bihar, the BJP Legislative Party will meet at the state headquarters in Patna today, where the newly elected 89 MLAs will choose their new leader. Bihar BJP President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal said party observers will also attend the meeting. The ruling National Democratic Alliance NDA secured a thumping majority in the Bihar Assembly polls, winning 202 seats and the 243-member house. Electronics and Information Technology Ministry announced the second tranche of electronic component manufacturing scheme in New Delhi. Under the second tranche, 17 applications have been approved with an outlay of over 7,000 crore rupees. Briefing the media, Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav said these 17 projects will generate production of worth 60,000 crore rupees and over 11,000 jobs.
To achieve long-term success, we will have to focus on three major things. First, develop our design teams. My second request is to focus on getting Six Sigma quality in every product that we manufacture. And third ask is, as far as possible, for everything that you use in your factory, in your plant, in your laboratory, get Swadeshi, get Atmanirbhar.
The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested another key associate of the terrorist involved in the Red Fort area car blast case. Jasir Bilal Wani, a Kashmiri resident, was arrested from Srinagar. According to the agency, Wani allegedly provided technical support for carrying out the terror attack, which claimed 10 innocent lives and left around 25 injured. NIA revealed that Wani modified drones and attempted to make rockets ahead of the blast. It added that Wani is an active co-conspirator of the attack and worked closely with terrorist Umar Nabi to plan the terror carnage. The 67th Executive Committee meeting of the National Mission for Clean Ganga, NMCG, has approved key research projects to strengthen scientific river management and pollution abatement in the Ganga Basin. Director General Rajiv Kumar Mittal chaired the meeting in New Delhi yesterday to mark advancement in NMCG's strategy to integrate science, AI tools and real-time hydrological modelling into long-term river basin management. The committee reviewed key initiatives including glacier monitoring in the Himalayan Ganga headstreams, digital twin development for the Ganga, high-resolution sonar riverbed surveys to manage aquifer recharge through pellet channels, and the creation of a historic geospatial river database. Ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and former Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal were sentenced to death in absentia by country's International Crimes Tribunal in Dhaka for alleged crimes against humanity over violent crackdown during student-led protests last year. The Iranian government has suspended the visa waiver facility available to ordinary Indian passport holders visiting Iran from the 22nd of this month. The decision has been taken in view of reported incidents of luring Indians to Iran on false promises of employment or with assurances of onward transit to third countries. Indian shooter Gurpreet Singh clinched the silver medal in the men's 25-meter center pistol event at the ISSF Rifle and Pistol World Championship in Egypt. And that is the end of this news bulletin.